kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa ating namang bahagi na ito ng programa, atin namang ihahatid ang ilan sa mga kwento ng ating mga kababayan. Mahigit 3 dekada na ang lumipas mula nang unang dumating sa Australia ang ilan sa mga Pilipino. Bit-bit ang pangarap, ipon at matinding pananabik sa mas maayos na kinabukasan. Ngayon, sila ay mga ganap ng Australian citizens. May mga boses, may karapatan at may maraming oportunidad sa bansang tinatawag nila ngayong bagong tahanan.
Ano ang ipinagpapasalamat ninyo sa pagdating ninyo dito sa Australia?
Oh, yes, actually lahat. Our mindset that time is to have to start a family. As working as a OFW or an overseas seafarer, it's really hard to start a family, no? Pero yung time na magkasama kami with our kids, growing up with them, isa sa pinapasalamat namin at isa sa mga pribilehiyo at benefits na nakukuha namin. I mean, na natamasa namin dito sa Australia. Kaya nagpapasalamat kami sa opportunity na ibinigay din ng bansa nito. Kaya we will say we are really blessed of what we have right now.
Inyo pong napakinggan ang tinig ni Chef Ben Roquero, isa rin sa mga Pilipinong nagpapasalamat sa mga oportunidad na kanyang nakuha dito sa Australia dahil nadala ang kanyang buong pamilya at nagkaroon na rin ng sariling negosyo. At ayon naman kay Lilia Tolentino, bagaman nagkaroon ng ilang mga pagsubok at nakaranas din ng mga diskriminasyon, wala siyang pagsisisi sa kanyang naging desisyon na maging isang Australian citizen.
It's been over 30 years ago, so I cannot remember if you have to be here living permanently for 12 months, no break, so during that time you can't go to the Philippines for a vacation. You have to be here continuously for 12 months before you apply for that citizenship, and as I told you before, the question would be, what will be the difference when you become a citizen? So the answer would be primarily just that you can vote. You'll be able to vote once you become a citizen. And you know how it is here. It is required that you vote during election time. So nowadays, I don't know how it goes. I don't know how many years you have to be living permanently, continuously before you apply for the citizenship. I haven't had any relatives who came over after that 34 years, so I cannot...
But being an Australian citizen, ano po yung pinaka-enjoy niyo so far?
So far, you know, ang first impression ko sa Australia is the friendliness din ng people. I had some bad experiences with racism when I first came in. I was... shouted at, and then I had some bad words spoken at me that time, but still during my time when I needed some help because I was sick when I got here, the support was just immense, and probably that community support was the one that sustained me, and I enjoyed being, and I love being Australian. But I, of course, still a very Filipino at heart.
At sa loob ng higit 20 taon, masayang natatamasa ni Benita Clark ang mga pribilehiyo ng pagiging isang Australian. Pakinggan naman natin ang naging pahayag ni Miss Benita Clark.
Gaano katagal na po kayo dito sa Australia?
It's been a long while. It's like maybe 26 years. Already 26 years. I got a permanent residence first, and then after 2 years, and then I got the citizenship. Yes, and there's no examination, no nothing. After 2 years, that's it. And then you have to fill up the form, and that's it. Not like before now. My gosh, it's too many things you have. I think you have to pass the English test or whatever. I don't know. But lucky we are.
Ano naman po yung best thing ng pagiging Australian citizen para sa inyo?
You can vote. the same thing. A permanent, you cannot vote. Citizenship, you can vote. That's only the difference. Same thing. I think it's the same thing. Life and everything. Because in permanent resident, you can get everything. Same thing with permanent residence, you can get everything. Citizenship, it's the same thing. Only the thing is that voting. You can vote.
At malayo man sa mga karanasan ng mga nag-a-apply ng citizenship ngayon, ibinahagi rin ni Mary Esteban mula sa New South Wales na mahalagang mamuhay ang mga nasa Australia na naaayon sa kultura at batas ng bansa. Pero sa likod nito, hindi niya nakakalimutan ang pagiging Pilipino.
Do you remember paano po kayo naging Australian citizen?
Okay. That was like, because you came here, 1987. That was 37 years ago. And then I think after 2 years na we've been here, kasi in-sponsor kami ng brother-in-law, actually. Yep, and then finally, nandito na kami sa Australia, 1987. And then I think after 2 years, nag-apply kami ng citizenship. Ayun lang, wala nang mga interviews or examinations. We just applied and they called us for taking na. That was very easy before. Australian citizenship.
Ano po pakiramdam niyo nung naging Australian citizen na kayo?
Oh, of course, happy. Because that's the main thing that we are here na maging Australian citizen, ma-assimilate dun sa Australian way of life, yung ganyan ba. Although hindi rin naman mahirap, coming from a new culture, coming to a new culture, syempre mahirap din. You have to assimilate talaga na to live like hindi naman Australian way, but we also maintain our Filipino culture na katulad nito. Merong mga traditional na mga Filipino tradition. Kaya so glad na I'm happy. I have no regrets coming to Australia. Pero after so many years, nag-dual citizen din ako. Kaya dual citizen, kaya proud Filipino and proud Australian.
Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, halos isang katlo o one-third ng populasyon ng Australia ay pinanganak sa ibang bansa. At malaking bahagi dito ay mga migranteng tulad ng ating mga kababayan na unti-unting nag-aambag na sa ekonomiya, komunidad at kultura ng bansa. 3 dekada na ng pagsisikap o mahigit pa ng pagtsatsaga at pag-asa ang dala ng ating mga kababayan. At para sa maraming Pilipino, ang pagiging Australian citizen ay hindi lamang dokumento, kundi pagyakap sa panibagong tahanan na may seguridad at oportunidad.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.